us about Pippi.
Oh my gosh, I love Pippi. She's fun. She's energetic. She's although she's the baby sister, she totally thinks she's the older sibling. She loves being her brother's business. She loves like giving him advice when it's not asked for. You know, she's that sister. Like she's like, I know, I got this. You know, but she's very fun. She's smart. She's totally at the top of her game of what she does in her field as a toxicology specialist. And she's engaged. So she's on that new journey of her life. She's engaged to her coworker, who's played by Anna Conkle. Who's plays TMI. So obviously we're a lesbian couple. But what I loved about how the writers, when I read the script, there was not a big fuss about it. It was like, wait.
It doesn't feel like that on a show.
You never mentioned.
Natural.
Yeah, it was like, so we're not going to address. Mm-hmm. It was like, no. Right. They're lesbian characters. Here they are. And let's go. Let's deal with it. Good. You know, they plop them in and like that. This is the world we live in on Rosewood.
But you also have chemistry, though. And it's
exactly. Exactly. So I love that our characters don't exist because we're lesbian. Like we're not on the show to serve that purpose. You know what I mean? It's not like we're just there to serve a stereotype or anything like that. So that is why I loved that character the most and how the writers approach exactly. Yeah. It's like we happen to be, and we're not like doing a dog and pony show and making a big deal out of it. It's like this is like let's catch up, people in society. Like this is a world we live in, you know. So I love that.
You also seem to have a really good rapport with Lawrence. As sister, I really believe you as
Yeah. Well, he's easy to get along with. He's a great guy.
What is it about him that's easy to get along with?
He's just one of those guys. Men like him, women like him, old people, young people, babies. I mean, it's like you can run for
smile,
he can run.
Yeah,
it's, I think
awesome.
It's that big ass smile. It is. The big ass grin.
I mean, you can do a small drinking game with this awesome smile.
Yes.
Episodes.
But no, he's just a very down to earth, humble dude. Like he's a man's man. He's a family man. He's just like he feels like family, and I love that as the captain of our ship. He is who he is because he helps set a tone for our show where everybody, he does not complain. He shows up to work. He works 1,000 hours a week. He works that doggone big ass smile on his face.
He's in every scene.
He's in almost every freaking scene and he gets the job done without complaint. So I think it helps, especially for a new show. And a lot of, some of us are newcomers in this magnitude. He helps set a tone of a show where I think it just sets this family oriented feeling, and I love it.
Is there a character that you like the most out of the?
Oh my gosh, I really love Detective Hornstock. Because I love Dominic Lombardozzi. I think he's freaking brilliant. He makes me laugh.
See, we haven't seen him yet because he's not in the pilot.
I know. Oh, my gosh. You're such a treat on episode 2. Because at the table read, when I saw who it was, I got excited.
So does he play Philip Michael Hall?
No, he's a different detective.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's a different detective. So when he comes to set, I mean, when he came to table read, I was so giddy because I love all his work. And I had just finished watching
The Wire?
No. It's a new one he's on with
Boardwalk Empire?
No. It's Netflix. It's Rosario Dawson.
Daredevil.
Daredevil. I had just seen him in that.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, okay, brother, you're doing it. So then when he came to the show, when he performed at the table, I was the loudest person laughing because I find him so hysterical. Like, he's so dry and such this jerk, but like he's like a likable asshole. Like, he's that dude.
He was like that on The Wire.
Yes! But he was so perfect. I was like, yes, y'all cast this so brilliantly because he was exactly how I read him, like the voice of that character. He was so funny. He was spot on.
Oh, so you read it before he was cast?
Mm-hmm. I read the script. And then at the table read, I was like, oh, I love it. So it was fun. He's, to me, so far, because I haven't seen everything. Like, you know, we were working all the time. The only thing I've seen is the pilot. So I haven't really seen anything on its feet fully edited and all that. But just from that and, like, the funny lines he gets in banter. And he's just this miserable schmuck. You know, he's got 1,000 ex-wives. Like, his character's hilarious. Like, he's just miserable. But it's funny. Like, there's always, like, anytime you think you've got it bad, there's somebody that's got it worse, and it's that guy. He's that guy, so he's fun.
And we were told you guys are on episode 6 now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you have a rhythm?
Yeah. I feel like we've had a rhythm for a while, and I think I love that Lorraine Toussaint has joined us.
I love her.
As my
she's
mother.
So earthy, like, and awesome and brilliant. Like,
when
she,
I tell
she
you,
rocked our world. Like, everybody, you should have seen it. I just wish you could have seen us. Uh-huh. All of us were like,
oh my, that's, yeah. She walks in, you feel like she should have a flowing
dress
or like cape and like lighting and soft harps playing.
Yes.
It does swear, and when she speaks, it's like Shakespeare in the Park. It's Shakespeare in the Park every moment. And she's so captivating.
She is. Well, all of us are like this.
That's exactly how it is.
Has she dropped any pearls of wisdom?
Oh, she's always dropping some pearls of wisdom. Like, just listening to her, I swear, I just want to, can you just be my ringtone? Like, can you, I just want to rub her all over me. Like, I just love her. And she's awesome to play the matriarch of this show and to be the
She just embraces your relationship with Team Mac. Can you talk about that?
Yes.
Like you said, it's not a big deal. You guys are not talking, but it also helps that the other characters around you.
Especially a black family.
Mother.
A black mama. Mama. She ain't a mother. She's a black mama. Black mamas don't play. But it was just kind of brushed with like, hey, I accept her. That's my child. I love her. And I think some people might feel like black people don't do that. Black people do that. The thing is that you typically don't see it on television or in the movies because we usually are playing the strong church family that's, you know, we can't ever do anything that the Bible says
Bible
or it's
comment.
Yeah, it's like everything is super over the top, Christian based, faith based,
exactly.
Which is nothing wrong with that, but it's jarring when people see something that is representative of real life. You just don't see it enough for it to connect.
Love is the key to that.
Because at the end of the day, love is what fuels us all. You know what I mean? We need love in our life, in relationships, in whatever that is. If you love from your parents, love from your siblings, love from your significant other, whatever that is, we all feed off and need love to survive. And I think that's great that Pippi and TMI, in the world that we live in, were able to find each other. And I think at the end of the day, regardless if they were gay, straight, black, white, green, they love each other. And the show is about relationships. So it's, and I love that our show embraces a lot of positive images when it comes to love and when it comes to relationships, because I feel like our society is so cynical and I can't even watch the news. It's depressing. You know, it's like there's so many negative energies and that stuff is toxic. You know what I mean? So I love that for this 1 hour a week, because we deal enough with the death element and the crime element of the show. It's like now we incorporate so much
the living
relationships.
Yeah.
So there's that Pippi and TMI. These are a new couple going on a journey of trying to move in together and live together and all the dynamics of working together.
Yeah.
All of that. Like, have you ever worked and lived with somebody? I have. It was hard. I would never advise it again. But then there's the sister-brother relationship, the mother-sister relationship, the mother-daughter, and then we're going to introduce the father. You guys will get to meet the father on the show.
Nice.
I'm not sure. Am I allowed to tell? I'm assuming. I don't know. I guess I'll have to ask one. Von D. Curtis will be playing our father.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
good casting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kudos to our casting directors. But yeah, so those relationships. Oh, and then the relationship of even Rosewood's relationship with life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just a guy who deals with death all the time. There's a guy who death is on his shoulder every day he wakes up. But there go that big ass smile. He's living life. He's living the moment. He's enjoying it, which I hope people take away from the show, that because we complain about trivial stuff all the time, you know, and I'm perfectly healthy. Then you look at somebody like that and there's people out there who are living and walking with real health issues, real ailments that are scary and that are real. So I'm hoping that people can take away from the show of like really appreciating life because it's not promised to all of us. Even those that are healthy, I can get hit by a bus when I walk out this,
exactly.
You know, walk down the street. So it's about appreciating life and just kind of being in this space of gratitude. And I love that because I'm one of those people I always pray to stay in a space of gratitude and being humble and just enjoying the moment. So, and I love that this show does bring some of that out.
One more question.
Did you have a question?
I think you already answered it.
Oh, because I can talk now if you haven't noticed.
Please do. You speak so beautifully.
Thank you. Yeah, I babble.
I was going to ask if you, if there's anything you've learned from the show, but it seems like I don't think you need to. You know, has there been anything you've learned from the show, from your character, from other characters in the show?
That, I think, for sure. Like I said, the way that Rosewood looks at life, it really just helped confirm how I try to, and that's not to say I've been like this my whole life, but this has been something on my personal journey in the past few years of just really trying to appreciate the moment. Like, I'm so blessed and grateful that I'm here in this moment right now with you guys talking about this new show, whereas last year, who knew what my career would have been doing? But I didn't know that this show would get picked up. I didn't know any of that, but I didn't care. I was trying to live in the moment and enjoy the moments as they were happening. And again, this show just helps kind of, for me, it's like what you're doing is right because if this guy can do it, even though it's a fictional character, I know there's somebody out there like him. So it's like, who am I to be complaining about little things that really at the end of the day don't mean a hill of beans? Right. You know what I mean?
Man, is everybody in the show likable?
I hope so. We got a family.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so nice meeting you.
So nice to meet you.
You too. Enjoy the rest of the day.